The monks searched all the next day for Barry, but they couldn't find him anywhere. The freezing cold and wind were unbearable. They began to fear that their best dog was lost. That evening, just when they were about to give up hope, they caught sight of a bedraggled figure in the distance. It was Barry. He was exhausted, moving very slowly, and he seemed to have a bundle tied onto his back. The bundle was a little boy, wrapped in a woman's scarf. Barry had found a mother and her child huddled together in a snowdrift. Numb with cold, the mother knew it was too late for her to be rescued, but she trusted Barry to save her little boy. The boy was heavy, but brave Barry didn't give up. He trudged through the deep snow and delivered the child to the hospice alive. Barry saved at least 40 travelers. Legend has it that the 41st traveler Barry tried to save mistook him for a demon and shot him dead. Fortunately, this isn't true. When Barry was 12 years old, the monks sent him to the city of Bern, Switzerland, where he lived out his days in happy retirement. When Barry died at the age of 14, his body was stuffed and placed in the Museum of Natural History. Barry is probably the most celebrated dog in history. Barry's image has been used on posters, watches, mugs, and other souvenirs of Switzerland. A French pet cemetery even erected a statue honoring him. In some parts of Europe, St. Bernards are still called Barry dogs. The monks of the Hospice of St. Bernard certainly never forgot their loyal and courageous companion. From that time on, they picked out the best and bravest of their dogs to carry the name of Barry. Caption: This monument, at a pet cemetery located in the outskirts of Paris, France, honors Barry's heroic life. The motto on the statue records the false tale that Barry was shot by the last person he tried to rescue.